This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I came from Reading. My name is Ahmed Sahrai.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Ahmed Sahrai, who is doing his plumbing course with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Ahmed, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Ahmed, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
At the moment, I do a taxi.
So you're doing a taxi driver? Yeah. You're a taxi driver yourself?
Yeah, at the moment.
How long have you been doing that for?
Oh, nearly 5 years now.
5 years?
5 years, yeah.
And how did you decide to pursue a plumbing career?
To be honest, I left my oldest son, which is he is only 7 years old. One day he told me, the clever boy, he said, "Daddy, on the future you might get older and you won't be able to do taxi." And also I'm ashamed my classmates see my father as a taxi driver. I said, "What can I do?" He said, "Do some good jobs." I said, "Okay, I will go for plumbing." He said, "Yeah, plumbing is better than taxi." Then I decided to move on this step 1 year ago. And still I'm doing, I don't know how long will it take to get the qualification and establish my own business.
Project. So actually your son was the inspiration for you to enter the plumbing industry.
Just because of him, you know.
I'm sure there isn't anything wrong with the taxi profession, but probably plumbing might be better.
Yeah,
from his point of view.
At least you will be with the family. You can't take your child for helping you, you know, when they grown up, like at 14, 15. Mm-hmm. But in taxi, all the time you're outside and you're not at home. You don't have the free time, you know. You never know when is your free time. Because you wake up 6 o'clock, go to the job, and coming back 7, 8 o'clock night time. For the less money, more pressure, you know, people on the taxi would actually, the most people who want to ride taxi, they are drunk people. You know, because in this country, when you're drinking, you're not allowed to drive. Mm.
And after you phoned about Train for Trade Skills, you came down in ATL Center to do your practical training.
Yeah.
How are you finding your practical training?
When you're submitting Model 12, you have to come for a practical. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you won't be able to work or because on the theory, we don't understand. You, when you're reading, and you will forget everything.
Yeah.
But practical is more, you know, confidential. You can get more idea from it.
And what are the things you have been doing in your practical training so far?
Yeah, at the moment I do like a joining, soldering, some measurement for the. I think we got a lot of things to do, and maybe the weeks, the end of the week, which is week 6, then I will get good to be on the job.
And how are you finding the tutors here in the center?
Oh, the tutor, they are very helpful. Yeah, the one he teaches us, he's a very nice man. Yeah, whenever I call him, he comes. I'm sure.
So if you have some difficulties in your training, for example, tutors will always be there to assist you and to give you the hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And what's the big plan for you, Ahmed, after you finish your course and become qualified? What would you like to do?
As soon as I finish, if I get, like, experience, then I will work as a plumber and I will not go for the taxi anymore.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan. I'm sure your son will be very happy with if you stick to that plan. We wish you best of luck in your training when you become qualified and when you finish your course. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.